That's the background noise of a festival. We are at Festival Square, otherwise known as Albert Square. And when I say we, I mean Dan Whitehouse and myself. Hello.
Good evening.
What's your job title here at the Manchester International Festival?
So I am Talent Development Manager, job sharing with the one and only Yinka Dan Mole.
Weirdly, we were stood here a few days ago, me and Yinka, and I had a quick conversation with him. It was the middle of the day, crazy chaos. Things are starting to wind down here in Festival Square, but I know that as every night has been the same, things will be going on into the early hours of the morning for the festival. How have you found it?
I think it's been a really eye-opener for me, just in terms of the breadth and the depth of the creative kind of process throughout the, you know, the 18 days, in terms of all the festivals, all the artists, the wealth, the talent, and, you know, the range of the commission. So I've had a really, you know, it's been quite an exciting experience being able to support and work with some of these young creatives and emerging practitioners and helping them to really engage with the festival. And I think it's the kind of first time for the festival as well to really kind of embrace that. So it's been quite exciting.
So it's both my first time and your first
Indeed
time.
It is.
And
yep.
It didn't dawn on me that it was actually the first time that MIF brought in and really focused on a lot of local talent.
I think you know, there's been commissions in the past that have had specific projects, like, for example, you know, dance residencies. But I think this has been the first time where there's been a specific programme kind of dedicated to supporting artists in that way. So I think it's been quite exciting for the festival. You know, it's been a challenge for the festival, but it's really brought out some exciting challenges across the work. It's added value to the festival and the engagement of the festival as a whole, really.
So obviously you can't go and pick a favourite for some of the things you've seen. Well, maybe you can. What are some of the main takeaways? For me, walking around Moss Side with Kofi, a spoken word artist, and seeing him from how do I hold a solid state recorder and do an interview to, right, I'm off, and then just take my gear, run into the wilderness, and come back, you know, weighed down with conversations and stories and samples, because the moment it clicked, he's like a bull in a china shop. There was no stopping him.
No, I mean, I think, you know, that I had a conversation with Kofi today, actually, and just to see how, you know, elated he was by seeing his work in that kind of setting and inviting his friends in. And he talks about how he felt really emotional about the process and about being involved, particularly in this particular project, the Mary Burns project. So seeing that kind of engagement, and I imagine him, it's probably the first time he's maybe worked in this way, you know, in terms of collaborating with different practitioners and artists. So I think that for me has been one of the beauties of the projects, the nature of the collaborations across the Creative 50 and the way that they've worked, you know. And I think, you know, Manoli mentioned about it, you know, actually he's worked on collaborations in universities in the past.
And Manoli's a sound designer, isn't
yes.
he?
Yes, yeah. Whereas in, you know, for him, he's just been really exciting, and he, you know, he's felt there's been real kind of integrity across the collaborations, that people really want to be part of it, and, you know, there's no kind of ego, or, you know, it's actually people really invested in supporting each other.
The lack of ego has been very noticeable, and you mentioned the, you know, collaboration just then. I was working with Becky, assisting in a time lapse of her illustrations, and Becky's an illustrator and an artist and a tattoo designer, all kinds of amazing stuff, but primarily appears to be working alone. And the kind of realization that you can work in groups of 2, 3, 4, 5 pull off some really big stuff small amount of time.
No, I mean, that, you know, that there's been no kind of no shortage of enthusiasm and kind of ambition. You know, it's been ambition in abundance, and I think that just really shows you the kind of the hunger that artists have actually to want to put their work out there and want to push themselves and test themselves. And it's been similar in another program that I've been, you know, been supporting, the Durwood Fellow programs, where we've had six fellows who have been attached to different commissions across the festival, and you know, their desire to want to investigate and find out about work and practitioners and really kind of get to the nuts and bolts of how commissions are made, again, just echoes this notion of how artists, particularly emerging artists, really want to, you know, they want these opportunities, and you know, it's really vital for their development as practitioners. And I think, you know, we need to, as cultural organisations, as arts organisations, we have it, you know, it's important for us to continue and to support that, because you know, coming out of institutions or universities, there is a, you know, those opportunities can be few and far between. So it's really vital in that respect.
Totally get you. And we're still working because we're on standby for some of the Creative 50 right now. But you have had some time off to see stuff. What have you got to see?
So I've been to see New Order. I've been to see... I went to see Fatherland last night and Manchester Street Poem. Again, obviously, Carl Hyde's been involved in both. The music in Fatherland last night was just, again, phenomenal. I really, really can't stress enough how just that process that they must have been through in terms of, you know, developing, working, exploring the notion of Fatherland, and then him kind of pulling it into that kind of soundtrack, I think was something special. And I saw him today in the Street Poem, and I asked him, you know, is it going to come out on vinyl? Because I'd be buying it, certainly will.
No shortage of passion. I really hope in 2 years' time, you know, there could be 50% of this passion, because it will still be more than enough.
Oh yeah, completely. And I think, you know, that actually the Mary Burns project just epitomises the approach as well, because obviously, you know, they've been all inspired or been asked to kind of develop responses to the festival work. And obviously Jamie, who obviously one of the Creative 50, straight away I think he just twigged into the notion that actually underneath the Frederick Engels kind of story, there's this Mary Burns, and he was really excited about really opening up that open.
And if you googled Mary Burns, you know, there's next to nothing about this incredible woman, and yet if you google Mary Burns after this festival, I think a serious seed has been planted.
Yeah, completely. I think, you know, and it's really interesting that they're interested in that kind of history and that kind of part of the city. And I think actually it still has a resonance in, particularly in thinking about some of the kind of feminist movements. Those figureheads are so important for the kind of tapestry of the city. And it's great that they want to have that and want to keep that and withheld that. And also, as we've said, you know, kind of reinvent the wheel a little bit and bring in, you know, other people outside of that kind of your regular people that you think about as Manchester icons. And, you know, this Mary Burns character, never heard of, not kind of come across, and she could be the
statue, and that's technically the only. It's the second statue in Manchester of a woman. Only the second. It's not an official, but I mean, because it's not on a plinth like the one we're looking at, and you know, we're standing, and the only other woman that's been immortalised in that way was Queen Victoria in Manchester. That's quite amazing, isn't it? If you think about all the great women that have lived in this city.
Well, that, I mean, I didn't know that. Wow, that's amazing.
It's phenomenal. I think there's plenty of room for more. I mean, I might be proven wrong, but I've heard that so many times from people doing the research. So quite amazing. And it's been, I mean, there's still how many days left?
Four days. Yeah,
you're going to survive all right, do you think?
I think it's, we're on the home straight now. So, you know, I think I think now it's about kind of really trying to make sure that we look at the next step afterwards. And I know that, you know, I don't want to go on to too much about that, but I think it's really important that we look at both of the Creative 50 and the Durwood Creative Fellows, how we can develop and build on the work that we've done here, and think about for them, maybe, you know, from a co-designing perspective, like what's good for them, how do they want to kind of move forward with this, what's some of the kind of key things that perhaps they might want to continue to explore and think about, and how we can, you know, how the festival moving into the kind of you know, the factory project, how we can actually support that and facilitate that, and yeah, continue the conversations with the artists building towards, you know, the next festival. I think for me that would be great if we can do that. So yeah, you know, that rust never sleeps, as they say.
And Manchester International Festival, of course, is huge, so it happens once every 2 years. Watch this space. Where can people find you online?
www.dpwhitehouse.com. Obviously, I'm part three days here, but I'm also part-time freelance creative producer. So once the festival quietens down, I'll be kind of getting into some of my own projects in the Midlands, but also kind of around the Northwest as well. So I'm looking forward to working on some of my own stuff. I've also been inspired by, you know, some of the work I've seen and the projects that I've been involved with here, and I think it's kind of really helped me as a, you know, as a producer and as a project manager to stretch my kind of abilities. So all around, I'd say.
Nice one. I'm only with you for the next 2 days, I'm afraid, because I have sunny climes to travel to, and I'll let you do the wrap up and have my celebratory beers, if that's all right. I'll be having them by the pool simultaneously. We'll synchronise our watches.
Brilliant stuff.
Thanks very much, Dan.
Thank you. Cheers, Christian.
Yeah.